Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, tonight is Kedusha Shvius for pits and peels. It's actually not an easy sugya. What we'll go through is some of the basics. The progression of our shiurim seems to be working in the following direction. We're starting with those things that don't seem to have Kedusha Shvius and talking about whether they do. And we're getting closer to the food items themselves. We're talking about the pits and peels. Eventually, we'll discuss about those things that are obviously have Kedusha Shvius and exactly how do you put them in the Pach Shemitah and so on and so forth. Last week, we had introduced the concept of Kedusha Shvius, and then we had discussed flowers and other items that are not fruits. And we mentioned two Gemaras. We mentioned the Gemaras spells out in Sukkah on Daf Mem that we learn out from the Pasuk of La'achla, that La'achla tells us that there is a manner that is idyllic in which you're supposed to eat the food and you're supposed to consume that food in that idyllic manner. We also spoke about La'achla v'lo lehefsid, which is a Gemara in Pesachim and Unbeis and Mebeis. And the first part of today's shiur is going to deal with that part of the Gemara in Sukkah, where the Gemara Mem says that you need to eat it in its ideal manner. La'achla v'lo l'melugma. So let's take a look at a Mishnah that we have photocopied. Perek Ches, Mishnah Beis, actually above the arrow. Perek Ches, Mishnah Beis, right on the top. Shvius nitna l'achilo u'l'shtia v'l'sicha. This is the Mishnah that defines this halacha la'achla v'lo l'lugma, and that is that the peros shviyas are supposed to be consumed. You could even use it to anoint yourself if that's the normal manner of using the fruit, but you're not allowed to use it as medication. We're going to focus on the following expression of the Yerushalmi on that Mishnah, which is quoted by the Rash Mishans, and we're going to see that is going to be a very, very important opening to one of the most important chazonishes, probably in all of Kedushas Peros Shvius. So says the Rash Mishans, quoting Yerushalmi, "Ein mechayven es osa lechol lo pashe ipsha v'lo knivas yerek." We don't require a person to eat. Now here, the pshat in the Yerushalmi is not the simple pshat. The pshat in the Yerushalmi is not only we don't require you to eat bread that is spoiled, but rather, the Yerushalmi is also telling us a status of the fruits that you're required to eat and the manner in which you're supposed to eat it. You're not supposed to eat bread, wait till the bread is spoiled. You're supposed to eat the bread before it's spoiled. Once it's spoiled, then there isn't a chiyuv for you to eat it like you had a chiyuv to eat the bread that was made out of Kedushas Shvius. Similarly, v'lo tavshil sheniskalkel tsurasa, there isn't a requirement to eat the fruit, the dish, a soup that has already become spoiled. But beforehand, you're supposed to eat it. I skipped one word, v'lo knivas yerek, and you're also not required to eat knivas yerek. Now that's a very, very interesting expression, knivas yerek. What exactly is knivas yerek? And that is going to be critical in the sugya of peels. So, if you take a look at a few pages down, we have Reb Chaim Kanievsky's Perush on the Yerushalmi. You have Yerushalmi on the top and Be'er HaGrachak. So Reb Chaim, on the left side, V'lo knivas yerek, Hupsoles hanishar min hayerek. So the halacha is that if you have psoles, the first example that I can think of is that stuff inside the pepper that most people don't eat. I'm intentionally using the word stuff as opposed to pits. That stuff inside of the pepper that, let's say, everybody agrees that that's considered psoles. So halacha is that you don't have a requirement to eat. Okay. Says the Chazon Ish, from this halacha emerges a very important yesod in terms of Kedusha Shvius. skipping a couple of Mishnayos, taking a look at the Chazon Ish, Yud Dalid Yud, on the bottom of the first column. You see, this was a special edition. Nitfas Bo Safa Shvius. It was added. Once upon a time, it was printed in the back of the Chazon Ish on Parah. The Chazon Ish didn't put everything out in one shot. It came out slowly. So that was once upon a time before Rav Greinemann put everything together. And this was one of the most important Chazon Ishes in terms of Kedusha Shvius. The Chazon Ish writes the following. Nira. The Mutter Liklov Peros Shvius. Af bepiri she'efshar lechol imak klipa. Rabosai, I have the following shaila. If the halacha is that you're supposed to eat fruits in its idyllic manner, and there's a halacha that you're not allowed to be mafsid peros shvius, so now, a fruit has a peel, an apple, that's edible. Is there a halacha that says that you're not allowed to peel your apples on Shemitah? Because at the end of the day, the apple is often eaten by people. I understand that there are things that are psolas mamish, pascha ipsha, that you don't have to eat if it's already spoiled. But here's a pure, perfectly healthy apple, and for some reason you don't like the skin. Are you allowed to take off the skin? Is by taking off the skin someone violating this halacha of la'achla v'lo l'melugma? So Chazon Ish is going to say we're going to create a dichotomy. The introduction that we gave last week was very, very, very important for the Chazon Ish. Says the Chazon Ish as follows. Mitzad la'achla v'lo l'melugma. That's not a problem. Since many people also eat apples peeled, then there isn't going to be a problem to peel the apple. Back again, inside. Near the mutaliklov perishvius apipirish evsha lechlo maklipa, kimot hapuchen kiotziba. Ukid the amar biyushami bitruma, uminakev biyerek koshu rotze. Now, I didn't photocopy this Yerushalmi in Trumas, so you might want to underline it because it's not there in the booklet. And the Yerushalmi says you're allowed to do nikivas yerek. So what does Trumas have to do with Shvius? The Rabosai, where one of the most important klalim for tonight is the following yisod, that's a Mefurisha Rambam. The Rambam in Perikas Hey, that we're going to have later on in the photocopies, writes the following. We know that the halacha is that a Kohen has to treat Truma with Kedusha, and he's not allowed to throw out the Truma. The Rambam in Hilchos Shvius in Perek Hey says all of the halachas that apply to the way a Kohen is supposed to treat his Truma automatically applies to Shvius as well. Therefore, the Chazon Ish Kedarko Bekodesh, as well as all the great poskim who are holding in Maseches Trumas as well, are going to solve a lot of questions of whether fruits have Kedusha Shvius by looking into if there's not enough information in Maseches Shvius. They're going to go to Maseches Trumas and see if the Kohen is allowed to throw it out or not. The halacha is, in regards to Trumas, Menakev B'Yerek Koshu. You're allowed to do Nikuv Yerek. And this, of course, follows beautifully in the Yerushalmi that we had seen as well. And that is that there isn't a requirement for a person to eat the Nikivas Yerek. Now, I had a shtickle problem with this Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish here is saying a chidush. I started looking into what Nikivas Yerek is. If you take a look, we saw Reb Chaim Kanievsky said Nikivas Yerek is the psolas. Mamash the psolas. What I call that stuff inside of the pepper that I don't know exactly how to call it. So I asked Rav Nevensal Shlita a night or two ago following question. I asked, maybe the word Nikivas Yerek means only psolas. Where do we see that Nikivas Yerek means something more than psolas? And I had a shtickle raya, which Rav Nevensal was doche. My raya was a Mishnah in Kalim. This is, by the way, the most fun conversations with Rav Nevensal, because he gets most excited about these types of raya. You bring him a raya from a Kitzer book, you know, that's not... But if you could bring him a raya from a Mishnah, from somewhere that he's chazered over 100 times, those are rayos that he gets most excited about. So if you take a look, I photocopied this in Kalim, Perek Tezayin Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah there talks about, now I didn't remember this Mishnah in Kalim. I can't even say I know, I'm sure that I even know this Mishnah in Kalim. I already forgot how I got to this Mishnah in Kalim. I think one of the Mefarshim in Trumas made reference to this Mishnah in Kalim. The Mishnah in Kalim discusses Hasalim Shel Eitz. We're talking again in Maseches Kalim about what is considered a kli that's Mekabel Tumah. Rabbi Willig says beautifully, he says, to be able to pass in a Shailen Hilchos Nida, you have to know Maseches Kalim. You have to know what's called a kli. So in other words, to know Hilchos Nida, you got to know Maseches Kalim, you got to go to Maseches Sukkah. There are many other Maseches that you have to know. Someone who learns Hilchos Nida for a year and reads a Kitzer book, they're not ready to paskin in Hilchos Nida. There's more to say about that, but Dai Chochma Bi Remiza. Hatsalim Shaletz Mishiyachsam V'yikanev V'shel Tamara Afal Pi Shelo Kinev Mi Befnim Tamei. A sal, even if it hasn't been entirely cut off, let's take a look at Rav Kahati's explanation. V'kanev V'yachteoch Es Roshe Akonim Aboltim Min HaSal. Even if the utensil is not entirely complete, so then in such a case, then it would not be considered, the Mishnah says, Afal Pi Shelo Kinev, it's already considered a kli. So from this Mishnah is mashma, that what is the verb liknov, kniva? It's removing mamish psolas. So I had a tzarachin on the Chazon Ish. Rav Nevinsel understood me in about 3 seconds. He knew exactly what I was referring to when I... And he said, no, that maybe me'echi tesi, that this Mishnah in Kalim is only talking about psolas. That's an objective psolas. He said it could very well be that's a personal psolas as well. What did he mean? That it could very well be that most people don't cut the top of the wicker basket, but this person as well decided. And it doesn't necessarily mean that there's something objective psolas. And then I thought of, I forgot the order how it went, but maybe I thought of a raya that would be a raya to the Chazon Ish. I think it's a little bit of a ha'ara, that if you look at most of the places that Knivas Yerek is used, in the Lashon of the Kadmonim, in the Mishnah and the Yerushalmi, it refers to Mamish Psolas. However, the Chazon Ish is probably defining it the way that most Rishonim did. And I realized, thank Rav Simcha Shor helped me with this, that Tosas and Shabbos on Kuf Yudalid on the days discusses the sugya of Knivas Yerek. By the way, I'll only be able to make reference to this. In Yom HaKippurim, the halacha is a fascinating halacha, that you're allowed to do knivas yerek on Yom HaKippurim. That's mentioned in the Gemara on the bottom of Kuf Yudalit on the base. So that's a very, very big question. How can you do knivas yerek? I've mentioned in the past that knivas yerek, I find, is one of the most fascinating halachas. Why is it permissible to do knivas yerek on Yom Kippur, even though you're only eating at night? So the Gemara says, because you're mekayim inui. Because when you're cutting the vegetables, you become more hungry. Such a radical definition of tanuos nafshos sechem. It's not similar to the definitions that we have in tanuos nafshos sechem in general. So that's a fascinating phenomenon where a few weeks before Yom HaKippurim, throw that out. But Tosus there is bothered by a halachic question in Maseches Shabbos. And that is, Tosus says, but isn't knivas yerek, aren't you over tochen? So in Hilchas Tochen, this is a very, very important tosas. So tosas answers, the hasam, the last narrow line of tosin shabbos, kuf yudalid, mayri kishos echatichos dakos ma'ot. V'hacha mayri kishos echatichos gedolos. So I just want to point out that you see from Tosvos already that my definition is not correct. Even though, I argue, if you look in the Mishnah and the Yerushalmi, it seems that Knivas Yerek is pure psoles. And if that would be so, then there would be no makar for the heter or the Chazon Ish. Nevertheless, we do see halacha l'maisa, we follow this tosas. Maven Yavad the Beis Yosef quotes this in Simin Shin Chaf Aleph, this tosas. And we see that what is Kniva? Kniva could refer to even cutting and separating parts of a fruit that are edible. So hence, the Chazon Ish's heter still stands, and what emerges is that one would be allowed to peel, even though one could have argued that you're not using the entire fruit in its idyllic manner. Says the Chazon Ish, no, you are using the fruit in its idyllic manner. Then the Chazon Ish goes on, and he tells us something extremely important in terms of Kedusha Shvius. And what emerges then is a fascinating dichotomy that we already, this wasn't my Kavana, but we already introduced in last week's introduction. Let's continue on. Mihu, back into the Chazon Ish, on page 258. Everybody have it? It's, how many pages in? Let's say about 4 or 5 pages in. Mihu. Haklipa, first word in line is Haklipa. Mihu Haklipa Shekolaf, Kodesh Adayim Mikdusha Shviyas. But the Klipa itself, the Chazon Ish says, does have Kedusha Shviyas. Why? Sharei Yesh Ba'Ochel. It does have Ochel on it. And this is the Chazon Ish's introduction to what we call the Pach Shviyas. He says, Umeiniach, skipping the brackets, skipping Kumoshe Kosav, Umeiniach HaKlipa B'Kli, Ad Sheyisapesh V'Yipasel Me'achilas Adam. So here is the dichotomy that we didn't discuss in the past. The dichotomy, although we introduced, and that is that on the one hand, it could be mutter to take the fruit and peel it, and that will not be a problem of la'achla v'lo l'melugma, and not eating it in its ideal manner, because we see in Trumas the halachi is menakev b'yerek kolshu, and there it's not mamish psoles, but at the same time, the moment we're not saying it's mamish psoles, it's still, according to the Chazon Ish, going to have Kedusha Shvius if it has some fruit on it. Which would then mean that the Chazon Ish is saying you don't have to be worried to peel it in the absolutely thinnest type of manner. You could peel the apple normally, just you can't throw it directly in the garbage. And that, of course, introduces us to the Pach Shmita, and that is a, we'll discuss in detail many halachos that need to be addressed as far as the Pach Shemitah, but for introductory purposes, it is a separate bag where you put items that have Kedusha Shvius, and the Chazon Ish argues that you will have to put these peels in if it has some fruit on it with Kedusha Shvius. Now, what happens if it's a peel and it's a peel only, and there is no fruit whatsoever on it? So that, Mirtz Hashem, we'll get to. If Gidon had a hand, there were a couple hands. That would, okay. Yeah. Oh, very good. That was good. Okay. Anything else? Tough. Okay. So that is, what was our title? Pits and Peels. So that's the first part of peels. Let's continue on and see that there is a Mishnah that's even more explicit about peels. We started talking about peels because of the Yerushalmi, because of Knivas Yerek, and the Chazon Ish's Chiddush about Knivas Yerek, and the heter to peel, despite the fact that I would have argued that this is not the idyllic way of using the peel. Now let's look at a Beferish Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel, Klipe Rimon Vahanet Shelo. Here we have klipos. If we have a peel of a rima, klipe egozim v'hagalinin, galinin, it seems to be the consensus of most Rishonim, is the Mishnaic Hebrew way of saying garinin, pits. So here you have the halacha. Yesh lem shvis udmeim shvis. Wow. So if you took this Mishnah without looking into the Mefarshim, what would emerge is that not only do the peels have Kedusha Shvius, and pits have Kedusha Shvius. Now we're going to see that there is a lot of discussion how to define this Mishnah. Now there are some iunim in the Gedolei Achronim, I'm talking about the Lomdash Achronim, that we're not going to be able to touch on. I'm only going to be able to touch on the basic Shitas. I'll make reference to a couple of issues. Our goal here is Hilchos Shmita. I can't discuss it because you haven't done it as well as myself. Some of these issues I myself haven't been able to wrap my arms around. But we'll go through the basic shitas. Comes along the Rash, and the Rash explains. We have both the Rav Bar Tanura and the Rash photocopied on this Mishnah. And they learn the following. They learn that the Klipa, based on the Gemara, is talking about a Klipa that could be used for dyeing. If you take a look, the Rash in the Ramastal the Hagalinen, I put an arrow by it. The Rash says that we're talking about Vishayach Bu Shvias, one line down. The Klipa Gozim Chazi Litzviya. The Garine Zesim. Now here there's a big question how to read that next line in the Rash. The Garine Zesim Utvarim Chazu Lahasaka Vichazu Nami Lebehema. So let's focus now on the Chazi Lebehema part in the Rash. And that is that these items have a status of Kedusha Shvias, because the Gemara in Bava Kama tells us that if it's Chazi Litzviya, if it could be used for dyeing, in such a case, it will have Kedusha Shvias. Now, the Kesef Mishnah on the Psak of the Rambam over here says a tremendous Chiddush. Let's see the Psak of the Rambam. And one could have argued that this is the Pshat in the Rash as well. Let's see how the Rambam paskins. Perek Zayin Halacha Tezvav. Says the Rambam, Klipe Rimon Vanechelo, Klipe Goz Vaginim Shalem Vagarinin, Yeshlem Shvis, Uludmehem Shvis. Avol Ein Lehem Velo Ludmehem Biur. So the Rambam paskins that they have Kedushas Shvis. Now, it's a very interesting question why the Rambam says that there is no biur. All I could give is a remez that the sheet of the Kesef Mishnah is partly going to be attempting to answer why on the one hand they have Kedusha Shvias, but there is no chiyuv of biur. And let's take a look at this Kesef Mishnah. I scribbled a lot on the side of this Kesef Mishnah. You could entirely ignore my ha'aros on the side. Take a look at the Kesef Mishnah. Ein lehem garinin ela garine shar peros, ka'amar, v'ru'uyim lahasaka, v'yesh lehem shvias, kivon she'ikra pri ro lemachal odom, chola kedusha shvias alehem. The simple reading of the Kesef Mishnah is the Kesef Mishnah says something different than we see in the Bar Tanura. The Bar Tanura and many Rishonim learn that these Garine Piri, specifically, it actually works very well, Rimonim, are edible. He learns, it's not because they're edible, but rather they become bottled to the Pri. And since they become bottled to the Pri, many understand this Kesef Mishnah, even if they're not edible, as long as it's ro'i lahasaka, you could use it for firewood, then it would have Kedusha Shvias. And the Chazon Ish quotes this Kesef Mishnah. If you follow this Kesef Mishnah, what will come out is that almost every single pit would have Kedusha Shvias. Because the pit becomes bottled to the Pri, and then there will be full-fledged Kedusha Shvias. However, the Chazon Ish himself does not understand this Kesef Mishnah. He asks a bomb kasha on this Kesef Mishnah, and he says it cannot be. I want to possibly suggest that the Kesef Mishnah, according to the Frankel edition, maybe we could say doesn't actually mean the simple reading of the Kesef Mishnah, because it's wild. What come out is a chumrah that's very difficult. Take a look at the Chazon Ish, the page after the Kesef Mishnah, Yud Gimel Yud Aleph. He says the following. Chazon Ish writes the following. We'll go through the whole Chazon Ish. I know I'm leaning on the Chazon Ish a lot tonight, but I think in this type of sugya, you need to. Says the Chazon Ish, Klipe Rimon Vaneit Shelo, Klipe Agozim Vagalinim, Berash Mevor, De'ein HaKlipim Vagalinim Kodshi, Elim Kein Omdim Lamutz, only if they're used for juice, Osha Omdim L'maychol Be'emo L'tzviya, or it's used for Meichel Bema or for dying. And we point out that's a Gemara in Bava Kama. V'ki hachi behedya b'Rambam. And it's mefurish this way in the Rambam, Perek Hey, Alocha Chaf Aleph. That's on the next page. Take a look at that Rambam. The Rambam gives, here's that Rambam that I mentioned before. Klipin and Garinin, says the Rambam, Aklim and Garinin, Shemutarim, Betrum, Elazarim, Ein Kedusha, Shviz, Chala, Lehem. Anything that's mutter for Truma, that you're allowed, that the Tzar is allowed to eat, so too it doesn't have Kedusha, Shviz. Says the Chazon Ish, and the Halachi is, that only those things are that are royal at Sviya. V'niret hu adin beruyin l'maychel ba'aman. Ela osan hakoshin she'ein ron l'motzitzan. Those things, those pits that have no purpose, efshar she'ein omdim l'behema. Those are not omid l'behema, and in such a case, they would not have kedushas shviyas. So the Chazon Ish says that you look at Ilchos Trumos. If it's edible in Ilchos Trumos, then it has Kedusha Shvius. Or it's edible for a behema, it will have Kedusha Shvius. But if it doesn't have all of the above, it's not Roy Letzviya, it's not Roy Lachila, and it's not Roy Lebehema, then in such a case, it would not have Kedushas Shvius. And then he quotes the Kesef Mishnah. And the first word on the line, seven lines from the bottom, Va'kesef Mishnah Kosav, Degam Klipin Grain, and Shein Ruin Rak La'Soka, Nami Kotshi B'Kedusha Shviz, Mishum Shein Tofel Upri, V'Tamua Ma'od. And he says that this Kesef Mishnah is very, very difficult. Why is it very difficult? Because in Hilchas Trumas, this is not the Halacha. In Hilchas Trumas, why in the world would it have a Chiyuv Mishmeres Trumosai? And therefore the Chazon Ish says that the Halacha should be that it should be not bound by the requirements of the Kedusha Shvius. I just want to point out something I think Gishmak in the Kesef Mishnah. Can you look back in the Frankel edition? Take a look at the Frankel edition that we just read of the Kesef Mishnah. He said the following: Elegarine Shar Peres Ka'amar Viruuyin Lahasaka V'yeshlem Shvius Kivon She'ikra Pri Ro L'Machal Adam. Cholok kedusha shviyas aleihem. He says the ikar apri is roi lemachal adam, so therefore it has kedusha shviyas. I don't think that the Kesef Mishnah meant to say that if it's roi lahasaka, automatically you have to be choshesh that has kedusha shviyas. That's how many understand the Kesef Mishnah. I'll prove it to you. If you take a look, the Rash himself uses a very similar Lashon. And if you take a look at the Ha'aros to the Rash, to Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel, they'll point out that the Rash Sir Li'o had a different reading of the Rash. The Rash Sir Li'o is on the last page. The last page of the Mishnayos. So that means page number 3. Second line from the bottom. Take a look, Vagarinim. You have an arrow over here. Lava gozim koi, de'ein ba'em garin, ela garin shar peris kamar, kigon de tmarim vizeis and v'shaklam shviyas. And there's three words that you need to add. Afa gav de la sakuhu de chazu. Even though it is chazu la saka, chazu nami lebehema, it also could be used for a behema. And the Baal Ha'aros on the Rash points out that the Rash never meant to say that the moment it's chazu la saka, it'll have kedusha shviyas. But rather, you have to add into the Rash afal gav. Even though it's chazu la saka, since it's roi lemaychel behema, then in such a case it's going to have kedusha shviyas. If that's so then I want to point out that even the Kesef Mishnah never meant to say that because it's roi lahasaka, then it will have kedusha shviyas, and it's automatically bottled to the rest of the pri. Rather, what does the Kesef Mishnah mean to say? Because the Mishnah means to say that there are times that there are seeds that are bottled to the pri, and in such a case it will have Kedushas Shviyas. So even the Kesef Mishnah himself doesn't go as far. For example, if you take a look at the Sefer Mishpatei Aretz, quotes this Kesef Mishnah. They say the Chazon Ish argues on it, but they throw it out. They make us very, very nervous. More nervous than you need to be. Linnaeus Daiti. Right after the photocopy of the Rambam, the end of the first column, they say, V'kosa HaKesef Mishnah Sham, Shegar'inim Shalperos, Sheru'uyim La'asaka, Yeshlem Kedusha Shviyas, Kima Shebatal Napri. Anything that's Roy La'asaka is going to have Kedusha Shviyas because it's bottled to the Pri. That, I find, is not an accurate presentation, even within the Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah, I'm convinced, if you read it over in the Frankel carefully, never meant to say that the moment that's Roy La'asaka, it has Kedusha Shviyas. He does say that those Gar'inim, and you need to define, when they become bottled to the Pri, those Gar'inim that are bottled to the Pri, they'll have Kedusha Shviyas. That's what he said. But he never meant to say that the moment that's Roy La'asaka, because Roy La'asaka is a Ferish Gemara that says that doesn't have Kedusha Shviyas above a comma. Rather, what is the Kesef Mishnah saying? Exact same thing that the Rash is saying when he used the word Roy La'asaka. Not because it's Roy La'asaka. Afal Gav de Roy La'asaka. It's going to have Kedusha Shviyas. So the blunt of the Kesef Mishnah's Chumrah begins to fall away a little. Just because it has its Roy La'asaka doesn't give it Kedusha Shviyas. If, and this is a big if, and how do you define it? If it's batel lahapri, then in such a case, possibly Kesef Mishnah will have Kedusha Shviyas. However, halacha lemaisa l'chazon ish is meikel. Chazon ish is meikel. Hence, bottom line, I know that last point was a little bit dachistic, as they say, but for bottom line, so we could all jump back in, take a look at the Mishpatei Aretz. The Mishpatei Aretz is in, I don't have the perek number on top yet. In the new edition, it's Perek Chaf Gimel, Os Hey, Garine Peros. If you're dealing with pits, She'enem Ru'im La'achila, Lo La'adam, V'lo La'behema, V'lo Limtzot Mehem Mitz, V'lo Dovuk Aleim Ipsar Pri, Einam Kedel Shem Mikdusha Shviyas. If it's not Roy La'achila, Lo La'adam, Lo La'behema. Now, it's Kedai to look further on in the Sefer Mishpatei Aretz, because he points out that there are some pits that actually have pits inside. The Mishnah Brura in Hilchos Brachos discusses there are some pits that have pits inside that are edible. So then in such a case, then he says that might be a problem. And he goes through a whole list of different types of pits, but as far as I know, let's take a peach pit. A peach pit is Roy La'asaka, but for sure, it could even be, even according to the Kesef Mishnah, it's not Batel La'apri, Yesh Lodun. And certainly, even without the Chumrah, the Kesef Mishnah, which Achur is against a Rambam in Perek Hay, because the Rambam seemed to say that only those things that have the din of Truma have the din of Shviyas. So a pit does not have the din of Truma. So if that would be so, even the Kesef Mishnah is difficult. But the Chazon Ish's position is for sure that it will not have Kedusha Shviyas. And a peach pit does not have any other pits inside, and therefore one would be able to throw it directly into the garbage. But Rabbosai, I want to introduce, with the aid of other Gedolei Torah, another tzad to be makil in regards to pits, and this will catapult us into a big, big machlokis to this day in regards to most pits. What happens with most pits? I'll take question a second, David. What happens with most pits? Most pits also have a little bit of the Psar HaPri on it, right? Now you can't just simply wash off the Psar HaPri. So are you allowed to take a pit and throw it in the garbage? Okay. In theory, if the pit doesn't have any flesh of the fruit, it's going to be fine. But the moment you have a flesh of the fruit that has Kedusha Shviyas, so does the halacha change? Do you need to put that now into the pach? So that, we're about to see a very, very fascinating Tosas in regards to that issue. Yeah, David?
That was a question.
Fantastic. We're on a roll today. Every single question. After, I just have to look at you to hear the question. Okay. So Tosas in all places. Zvachim on Pei Vavam and Aleph. Tosas in Zvachim, Pei Vavam and Aleph. Isn't Torah beautiful? It's awesome. Now, what does this have to do with Zvachim? So here, the Sugya in Zvachim is discussing the halachos, their mishnayis about this. In fact, our daf has that Mishnah, has one of the Mishnahs. Paku me'al mizbeach. It discusses what happens if something fell off, a limb of the carbon fell off of the mizbeach. Are you required to put it back up or are you not? Tosis then begins to discuss, well, it depends. Has all of the meat from the carbon been burnt, or has all the meat of the carbon not been burnt? Continues Tosis, in Dibar Maschel Upliga, towards the end of the Tosis, and he asks a question from Meseches Trumas. Says Tosis, V'im Tomer, three lines above Dibar Maschel Lekulam. V'im Tomer, the Meseches Trumas Amrinan, Gar'ine Truma Bizman, Shemechansin Asurin. Hishlichon mutarin is a Mishnah in Trumas that says the following. If the Kohen would throw it in the garbage, so then in such a case, it's mutar lazarin. If the Kohen would hold on to it, the fruit, then it's asur for the zarin. Says Tosos. No, not only Tosos. Continues the Mishnah in Trumas. V'chein atzamos kodshim. Bizman shemachnisin asurin. Hishlichon mutarin. Upirish Rabbeinu da'asa mairi ba'atzamas kidosh kodshim ha'nechon dumi mitruma v'yesh aleyem adayim basar v'ka'amar dimachnisin matzin imkein hu machshavtam v'akati shem kodshim aleyem v'asurim. It all depends on whether a person want to hold on to that bone. If he want to hold on to that bone with meat, then it does have its kedusha. If a person want to hold on to that pit with its fruit, then it does have kedusha satruma. Avol mashlichin boter shem ochel menel v'chein garinei truma. Mayri sheyesh lehem ochel u'mefarsha b'inyazeh. And so too when it comes to garinim. Dover poshut, by the way, again, here from the Mishnah in Trumas is mashma, that a regular garin that doesn't serve any purpose does not have any kedushas truma. But if it has fruit on it, it depends. If it's fruit that you would normally want to watch, that the kohen would want to watch if it's truma, then it will have kedushas shvias. Otherwise, it does not have Kedusha Shvias. It could very well be that this Tosos, even though I leave you off with a Tzarech Iyun from Trumas Yud Aleph Yud Aleph, I'll just make you reference, that's the next Rambam. From this Tosos, one could argue that there is room to be Mako, that even if there is a little bit of flesh on the pit, if people would normally throw it out. In other words, it's so little, it's trapped in the indentations of the peach pit that no one would eat it. Now, some people would if they're a little bit hungry, or in the course of eating, they would. And leaving half of the peach, or even a third, or even a quarter, or even a fifth, that's not what we're talking about. But we're talking about a tiny bit in such a case that the average person would be mashlich, the halacha is that it's going to, that it could be that it would not have kedusha shvias. Hence, there's room not only to be makel on the fruit itself, but room to be make on the pit itself, excuse me, but the room to be makel even if it has a little bit of fruit on it. This is quoted in the Sefer Mishpatei Aretz. Let's take a look. Let's see it, how the Sefer quotes this position. By the way, over there in the back, I photocopied most of the things that are related to this. An Ozayin, Perich of Gimel Ozayin, Garinim she'enu ruyin lechila. Ach dovek aleim mibsara pri yesh omrim shemahorit heitiv es pri dovek ben. Af al pi shenisha aleim at pri enet tzarich l'tzarich ulahorit es hanisha v'yachol shlichon la'ash. But you don't have to remove every bit. Omnam kol zman shechoshev lechol. Then in such a case, you'd be required to kol zman that you think about it, that you would want it. That would be the halacha of Re'e, Ha'ara 11. And if you take a look at Ha'ara 11, you will see that he quotes, there are some machmirim. However, at the end of the day, it seems that one could be mekel. And one of the reasons to be mekel is based on this tesis in Chulin, that in such a case, it would be mutter. What about the following question? Yeah, get that. In terms of Borer, yeah. You might have Ashlachas and Hilchos Shabbos as well. Rav Gidon wants to say, we were Zochet to learn, how many, 2 years together Hilchos Shabbos? We did Borer once together. So he wants to say that in Hilchos Shabbos also might be an afkamina that Shiori Meichel is not considered mamish, the leftovers is not considered. It's part of the psolus itself that you don't have to. Good. What about the following question? And this, I believe, these two questions might be connected. I didn't see the poskim necessarily directly connect this, but l'chura, the question, these two questions are connected. Do we say that those fruit items that came from a fruit that people and animals used to once upon a time eat, but nowadays people don't eat it, does it have kedusha shvi'is? Does it change based on societal factors? So the Chazon Ish briefly addresses this question. In Yud Dalid Yud, in the second column, going back to the fourth page where we had the Chazon Ish says, "Umiyu yesh la'ayin, italui b'makom shein nimtzayin, o azlina basaruba da'alma, O hadaver moser lechachomim kefi hatashmish hanos lehem, ve'efshesh hatashmish hanos hu litna behema va'adayin kodshi." So Chazon Ish actually has three possibilities. He says, number one, do you differentiate between where you are and their culture of eating? In other words, here people throw it out, in other places they don't throw it out. Do you follow Ruba d'Alma, or do you go back to the time of Chazal? Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, as quoted in the Sefer Mishpatei Aretz, says that you go after the reality today. And therefore, you don't have to comb, it would come out, l'chura, all of Seder Zeroyim to try to figure out how in the time of Chazal did animals eat, because that would be quite a heavy order. But rather, if people today don't eat this with Kedusha Shvi'is, don't eat this normally, and they don't give it to their behemoths to eat, so then in such a case, l'chura, it would not have Kedusha Shvi'is. And so therefore, you have to look in again to be sure that there isn't another pit inside, and sometimes, you know, watermelon seeds and so on are much more problematic, because those are seeds that people to this day still use. And then it becomes a question of Ruba d'Alma, and do you differentiate between one type of watermelon seed and another type of watermelon? Then it starts getting tricky. And Rabosai, if we're going to be zochet to eat from Perush Shvi'is, it's an achrayis. Some people told me that there were rabbanim telling people they shouldn't eat kedusha shvi'is, just eat yivul nachri, because halachas are so complicated. So I disagree with that. I think that one should try to be mekayim shvi'is and to do what one can to do with otzer bezdin. However, at the same time, it has to be someone who's aware of the halachas. Someone who's not aware of the halachas, ain echanami. For that person, maybe they shouldn't. So this is one thing to be aware of, that it could be that there are some seeds that do have a little bit of kedusha shvi'is. If that's so I thought that maybe we could bring a shtickle right to Reb Shlomo Zalman from this Tosis. That Tosis basically says it all depends on what the Kohen does. Now presumably, it's the Kohen who you're giving the Truma to. We're talking about you gave the Kohen Truma. So you're going to say the same halacha is going to be that when you give a Kohen Truma, Mirtz Hashem, she meheri bane beis hamigdash and tafshinayin hei. So we're going to give the Kohen Truma. So the halacha is going to be, of Kedushas Truma, is going to be what had Kedushas Truma, how the Kohanim ate 2,000 years ago. L'chura not. Right? The Kohen, whatever, what is the Mishnah saying, Trumas? What the Kohen is generally, Machnes Lebeso has Kedushas Truma. What the Kohen is Mashlich, does not have Kedushas Truma. And what did we learn? We learned that the Chazon Ish told us the same thing applies for Kedusha Shvi'is. Whatever applied based on the Rambam. He didn't make it up. Based on the Rambam. And I can't believe that Mishnah in Trumas is going to say that by the third Beis HaMikdash, we're going to be cheshbening what they did, how they ate during the second Beis HaMikdash. That seems to me very, very, very difficult. No. So it's based on the way they normally eat. So if based on the way they normally eat, if the Kohen is machnis, it has Kedushas Truma. If the person normally machnis, then it has Kedushas Shvi'is. And if they're mashlich, then it doesn't. Im kenim advarim, so then we don't have to cheshben what once was. Once we have those guideposts, so then in such a case, then you could really make a cheshbon, just bring another raya to our grand Rebbe's pshat, to Reb Shlomo Zalman Zatzal's pshat, that ultimately you could make a cheshbon of what's going on today. So it will come out from that Tosis and Chulit. And the Mishpatei Aretz makes reference to it. If you want to see where he makes reference to it, I could try to look. But what emerges then from that Ha'ara is that also even a little bit of food on top is not going to be a problem. Just to give you that Maramakom, where is he quoted? It's there somewhere. But the most important thing is you know the Tosis and Chulin. That's the most important thing. Now there is discussions, a plethora of discussion of different peels. A plethora of discussions of different peels. It's important just to outline the Chazon Ish's Shita in regards to peels, and then we'll conclude with an important Ha'ara from Rav Kook. The Chazon Ish in Maisras concludes the following. It's important yediyah. Now this becomes a very open question to this day. And that is, how do we look at orange peels? Do you say that orange peels have a status of an ochel or not? Someone told me there's such a thing as chocolate-covered orange peels, right? Did I tell you this piece of Reitz history? 15 years ago during the Shnas HaShmita, this is a cute story. One of the fellows was giving a chabura, I think it was Rav Tzvi Ram, was giving a chabura, I think, on peels. And Rabbi Chala, maybe well, was sitting there. And there was a discussion about klipos. So Rabbi Chalap said, I can't tell you why, with a twinkle in his eye. He said, I can't tell you why, but peels are very, very important in food manufacturing. Said, anybody know the Omek HaDvarim? Rabbi Chalap is the Mashkiach for Pepsi. So now, you're one step closer figuring out the secret formula of Pepsi. So it seems that there's some fruit peel, someone from Coke is going to hunt me down and have me... Someone from Pepsi is going to hunt me down and have me. They're Arabs also. No, I don't know. So, it seems that what he was driving at is that he's aware that there is hashkacha, in one of his hashkachas, that peels are an important fruit enhancer, flavor enhancer. It has a little bit of fruit. So the Chazon Ish over here discusses the peels of oranges. Take a look at mice. This is Maisros. This is about five or six before the end. Ul'inyan klipe tapuz, when it comes to oranges, nira she'enan ochel klan mitzad atzman. Va'ochlan batla daito ve'ein roi l'chayvan meiser mitzad atzman. They don't have status of meiser. So the Chazon Ish seems to conclude, at least in his time, that orange peels do not have the status for meiser, and the Sefer Mishpatei Aretz advances this Chazon Ish, even Bizman Hazeh, that one could argue, according to the Chazon Ish, that the oranges don't have Kedusha Shvis. But here, Yesh Ladon. Here is really Yesh Ladon. It could very well be that those who produce large amounts of fruit peels, of orange peels, do reuse them, because A, we now know that they're part of somebody's secret formula. That's A. B is that we know that they're also used for chocolate. They're used to cover chocolate. So it's not the same thing like a peach pit, where we don't know anybody that used it. In fact, as Roy Lasaka, we threw out that svara alone of the Kesef Mishnah. But at the end of the day, it could very well be that orange peels remain a little bit of a tzarechiyun. That the fact that if they are used today, it could very well be it does have Kedusha Shvi'is, and we come full circle. We started out with apple peels, and apple peels definitely have Kedusha Shvi'is. Orange peels, there's room to argue that in such a case it doesn't, because it's not eaten, It doesn't have any of the flesh of the fruit on it, but nevertheless, it could very well be that it's not like the case of mashlichan, that the Kohen's mashlich. Could very well be that orange peels, even though 90% of the world is mashlich, there is 10%, I think some argue, that Tropicana does not throw away, they resell their orange peels. If that's so, whether Tropicana does or some doesn't, so then it gets back to the Chazon Ish Shaila. If you follow Rov Olam, so then in such a case, then it's going to be mutter. However, if you don't follow Rov Olam, so then in such a case, and you look at what's normal today, so, but it doesn't need to be a majority, if there are some people that are machshivit, so maybe this Kohen is going to be machshivit. And if this Kohen is going to be machshivit, so then in such a case, it might have Kedusha Shviya. So that's our, I didn't come in for the Chumrah of the night, but with the Kula of the night is that it could be there's a lot of room to be makel to throw out pits that have a little bit of pre on it, as long as the average person wouldn't be makbid to finish up that fruit. By the way, nowadays we have so much today. You know, how much are people makbid even if they ate 3/4 of the apple? Right? You know, the red, I don't know. You know, most people throw it out. So there could very well be room. Yesh lahakil. Although, if you have a pach shvius, why not? Maybe, l'chura there's why not. Maybe there's a slight why yes, which we'll have to get to eventually. What a possible problem of throwing it into the pach shmita. But l'chatchila, if you can, but it could be that b'di'evet, there's a lot of room to be makel. On the orange peels, we leave off as a tzarechian, even though the Chazon Ish is beferish, that says when it comes to maestros that they don't have dinner maestros, it could very well be that orange peels, based on production today, might be a little bit different. Okay, Mirtz Hashem, next week we will get a little bit more into the down and dirty, into the Pach Shemitah itself, or down into the Kedusha more, the Pach Shemitah itself, and we'll pick. Not next week. Next week's Rosh Hashanah. Bezer Hashem, 2 weeks.